Residents in regions of rebel-controlled eastern Ukraine are rushing to local pharmacies to buy respiratory masks and, if possible, medicine amid a new outbreak of swine flu. Dozens of people are known to have died in war-torn eastern Ukraine. Doctors say hospitals lack antivirus medication and that patients are forced to buy medicine themselves at drugstores. Medics say swine flu, also known as the H1N1 virus, is a relatively new strain of an influenza virus that causes symptoms similar to the regular flu. It can be deadly if not treated well and in time. Experts claim the swine flu originated in pigs, but is spread primarily from person to person. Heard through an interpreter, Ukraine's health minister Alexander Kvitashvili says the situation in what he calls occupied eastern regions is more severe than elsewhere in the country.
The situation is awful there with medicine and infrastructure. We need to understand that, unfortunately, those good high-tech centers which were built are either not functional or were blown up or robbed.
While more than 50 people died in Ukraine, outbreaks of swine flu have reportedly also killed dozens of people elsewhere in what was once the Soviet Union, including in Armenia and Russia. Swine flu deaths were also reported in Georgia and Kazakhstan. Yet as eastern Ukraine has been relatively hit hardest, pressure is mounting to fully implement a peace plan for the region. The terms of the deal provide for a ceasefire between Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, as well as a pullback of heavy weapons, prisoner exchanges, local elections in rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine, and greater autonomy for these regions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has already said that he believes Washington may be able to consider lifting sanctions it imposed on Russia over its alleged involvement in violence in Ukraine later this year if Moscow complies with what is known as the Minsk peace deal. Ironically, the international police organization Interpol has acknowledged that it already removed names of several suspects from the time that Ukraine's pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych was in power from its public wanted list, including Yanukovych himself. Interpol claims it was in response to a legal complaint Yanukovych has filed, prompting an angry reaction from Ukrainian authorities who say he and others linked to violence and other crimes may now freely travel to sunny holiday destinations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.